Lecture 47, Exploration and Empire.
Welcome back once again to our series of lectures on the foundations of Western civilization. This time, lecture number 47. In this lecture, we're going to look at a phenomenon contemporary with the Renaissance, contemporary with the Reformation, contemporary with the emergence of the new European state systems, and that is the expansion of Europeans overseas. Voyages of exploration, voyages of commerce, of conquest, initially by the Portuguese and Spanish, then by the English and French and others as well, Dutch for instance, globalized Western civilization in ways that no one can have foreseen. The consequences, the long-term consequences of the issues that we'll be talking about in this lecture are with us to this very day. But why did this happen? There's an interesting question. What was it that led Europeans to go out and turn much of the world into a sort of European playground? Europe, that despicable peninsula off Asia, as it was once called, was not more powerful, not more populous, not better situated than other peoples, other lands, other places. It wasn't inevitable that Europe should go off and do what she did. So we have, in a way, to try to offer some explanation. Now, it's worth remembering, you know, that Europe had largely through Muslim traders, maintained indirect commercial relations with Africa and Asia for a long time. In other words, at least some people in Europe were aware that there were wider worlds out there. So it isn't as if there was complete ignorance on the part of people in Europe about the world around them. But the fact that you know something about the world out there doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go and try to dominate it or colonize it. Now, we can see several new factors, perhaps, in the late medieval or the Renaissance period, as we've been referring to it. A certain number of ancient geographical writings were recovered and contributed to a somewhat clearer understanding of the shape of the world. Now, not surprising, is it, that with this return ad fontes, back to the sources, with the interest in classical writings, that sometimes classical geographical writings would emerge. Genuine or fantastic accounts of travels, for example, of the more genuine sort by Marco Polo, 1255 to 1324, of the more fantastic sort by John Mandeville, who probably traveled or may well have traveled. There's some question about the authenticity of his books and his experiences, but he may have done this between about 1322 and 1356, were widely read. These accounts were widely read. They stirred up a great deal of interest. They opened up to various people possibilities to imagine wider worlds. John Mandeville wrote in English and Marco Polo in French. So, again, they were addressing vernacular audiences, not small, learned, elite audiences. Legends circulated about the famous and mysterious Prester John, someone who had gone off, well, at some point and converted and created Christian communities in, well, maybe Africa or maybe somewhere in Asia. There were all sorts of mysterious stories about Prester John. But these stories seem, in the 14th and 15th centuries, to have gained a certain currency, which led at least some people to think that there was a need on the part of Europeans to go out and bring succor to their Christian comrades elsewhere on the globe. There was an Italian merchant community resident in China from about 1300, which provided some sense of, some interest in, some knowledge about that particular part of the world. Over the course of the 14th and 15th centuries, much better maps were created. Question about the fact that that contributed something. There were other technological innovations. For example, the use of the needle compass made it a little bit easier to tell what direction you were going, particularly if you wanted to go in some other direction. Better astrolabes for determining latitude. It would be a long time before longitude could be easily and accurately predicted, but latitude now could be predicted. New ships, new ship technology, the caravel. Developed really and brought to a pitch of perfection by the Portuguese. In my view, the most beautiful conveyance that humans have ever created for themselves. But large ships that could sail long distances on the ocean sea and also had substantial enough holds to carry a lot of merchandise. The diplomatic and the political scene was altering as well as the Middle Ages were drawing to a close.